Right.
What is that like for you guys? Sort of being
I mean, it's cool to be in the middle of it, honestly. I mean, like, just to be surrounded by all these great teams, it literally puts a chip on our shoulder. We want to be that, and like, we know we can be that. Honestly, I feel like it's a blessing just to be in the middle of it. Really.
What tells you to be that?
Just the way our team works, our talent, the way we work, everything we preach. The outside world may not believe us or believe in us, but we don't care about that because our team, all we got, is really all we need at the end of the day.
If you look at my athletic budgets, you would have saw that stuff.
No.
The 4 or 5 schools around you guys.
Yeah.
Way bigger.
Yeah. We're not really high on all the budgets and recruiting. We are going to recruit the most we can, and whoever wants to come and play for us, they'll come and play for us. Georgia Tech is a special place, and it's only going to get more special as the year.
Do you think you guys are going to be sort of disadvantaged, given all that, given the resources?
I don't.
No.
I don't think so.
How has Coach Collins
helped you guys with this? Honestly, him implementing his goals and what he thinks, and us honestly believing in that, and just, like, you know what I'm saying, harping on everything that he thinks we can be, like, he literally practices what he appreciates, he says what he means, and he shows us if you just work hard, everything will come literally to you. We're just going to stick to that and keep working hard.
You talk about some of your aspirations when football's over. Someday, you know, hopefully, you have a pretty good run for you. Beyond that, talk a little bit about the importance of building your brand, even in, like, face-to-face professionals.
Building a brand, that's important, because building your brand, that is you. That's the person you are, and that's your overall image. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I am huge on that, and like my spitting image of that is Christ. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? I speak highly of Christ, and that's my overall brand. So people and student athletes, not even just student athletes, but everybody, like, your brand is the most important piece about you.
Your work at the carries over beyond the field too. I think it's noted, certainly through the classrooms.
Yes.
Just as important. Talk about, you know, kind of balancing that and how you've been successful.
When I first stepped into college, I really didn't know what I was getting into as far as school, ball, you know what I'm saying, and the schedule of it. But as I got older, I started to realize, like you just gotta be good at time management. Time management is something that I got better at, and now, like, I take everything serious. I take the classroom as serious as playing, you know what I'm saying? And like when you start to take things serious, like literally you're not gonna get another chance, like, everything will be fine. You won't be stressed out or anything. So I just treat it like that.
How exciting has it been just to gear up for a season and have it be at least somewhat, like, you know, last year it had to be brutal.
Right, man. Kelly, it feels good, because, like, just the thought of having fans back in the, you know what I mean, stadium, that just excites us all, because, you know, most all teams go off of the fans, you know what I'm saying? So just to have things back to normal, it's a blessing, and I'm just happy to be here, and our team's happy to be in the position that
we're looking for. I mean, you guys played 2 games last year, literally no fans. That was actually one of them. Maybe it was surreal to watch it, let alone, I can't imagine what that was like playing and how much that impacts.
It was tough, but the thing is, we were already prepared for it, because Coach Collins, like, he, like, sets practice, like, how the game is going to be, like literally we will have practice where literally it's silent. Whistle, you can't even hear whistle. Like, nobody's talking or nothing. So, like, we were somewhat prepared for it, but it was totally different, and I really hope we don't ever go back to that.
fact that you were able to get in a full spring this year as opposed to last year when you only had five or six practices, you couldn't practice like you normally do. How much do you think that's going to factor in to your play this year?
I think it's going to factor in well, and like people don't realize how important spring is. Spring really sets you up for the season, and to have a full spring, that's going to help us huge and show us what we need to work on for the season. And if we get the minimal mistakes down and don't have any mistakes at all, at least try not to have mistakes, that's going to help us when the season comes. So it's good to have a full spring and see how the whole team works and try to predict our future coming up this season.
All right, changing gears. Who's the fastest guy?
Fastest guy on defense? I'm going to be humble. The fastest guy on defense, I would probably say Tobias Oliver. Tobias Oliver. He has played quarterback. He has played receiver. And now he plays cornerback. So I would say him.
Who's your fastest guy on offense now?
Fastest guy. Come on, Jameer Gill.
So it's interesting with him because it's like he's not necessarily a track guy, but it's weird. It seems like he's much faster on the field than he is. Is that right?
Yeah. He like I feel like it's hard. Just to watch him run. Like he's the only person I know that can run full speed and still make cuts running full speed. So for him to be able to switch gears and stuff, that's huge. That's huge.
Who are a couple guys that like people are sleeping on your team that you think might have like breakout years? I know you got some new guys in front of
me. I'm not gonna lie, Kelly, and you already noticed. Everybody's sleeping on, like, people are sleeping on everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? We know what we have, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter. Like, we have to show what we are and what we feel like we should be when we step on the field. So this year should be a great year, and this is the year to make some noise. And we just got to win so everybody can get the accolades and can be noticed.
Is that part of that, NIL thing too, with the branding?
Yeah.
To me, it seems like that's also an opportunity for you to maybe showcase yourself with NFL and things like that, getting your name out. Is that kind of how you view it as well?
Yeah, I view it like that. I've been preparing for this moment for a while, but I really don't, like, even though I've been huge on the, like, NIL stuff, but, like, I really don't talk about it a lot to people because, you know what I'm saying, the main thing for us is just to win this year. And, like, once we win, that's when all the deals will start to roll in, you know what I'm saying? So you just got to win. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
I know that it's been tough. Your brother doing okay?